very lucky to have been let into the Dog and Gun pub before opening time. So I've got the whole pub pretty much to myself, and I'm joined by Anita, who runs the Dog and Gun, and Ben, the head chef here. Anita, thank you very much for letting me in this morning. Can you just give us a bit of an overview of the pub? Because I know it's a special place for you.
Yeah, it is. We've been here since 2002. We came, our children were very young, and we wanted to provide somewhere that, like us, wanted to go out with their family for tea and not be too expensive. So that's what we've tried to stick to ever since, really. We've got things on for the children, we've got things on for adults, and we try to make it, you know, very family friendly. We've got kids' colouring menus, we allow dogs in, we are a country pub after all. So we've tried to do all of that, you know, to sort of live up to the name of the Dog and Gun.
Absolutely, and you say country pub. We're not far from Keighley, we're not far from Skipton, but we are on the edge of the countryside here. So, and you've really got a feel of a country pub inside, haven't you?
Yeah, I drive the staff nuts really with moving furniture around and buying knickknacks and things and dogs. But the customers love it, and I write a blurb at the beginning of the menu, which Ross hates with a passion because he thinks it's too colloquial. But again, customers love it, they like to read it, so I just natter on and keep doing it.
You do, yeah, and it does come across as a very personal, friendly way to introduce your menu. You've got, as Anita says, a page at the front which is just kind of introduces everything that's going on at the moment. And Ross is your husband, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He works in the kitchen as well, so he kind of sticks to the back of the house and I do the front of the house. And that way we don't fall out, hopefully. I like it. I like being the personal touch. Everybody comes to see us. They've known us for some time and they keep coming back, which is lovely. And we still get new faces coming in, which is also really nice.
And you did great coffee here, because you might be able to hear the coffee machine in the background, which I think Ross is just making himself one, actually, yeah. In the background there, which is brilliant.
We'll get one in a minute.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. We're talking today, the menu, you're talking about the introduction to the menu. I wanted to come down because you are launching a brand new menu. We're spring as well and truly sprung, as they say, and we are into a spring menu now, aren't we?
We are, yes. Yeah, so I'm just writing my blurb for the beginning now, but I think one of the things I wanted to get on this time was lamb, because I love lamb, so I nagged Ben, our chef, to sort of put that on for me. So we've got quite a few new and exciting things on, which I'm looking forward to trying them on.
So Ben has joined us, the head chef here at the Dog and Gun Inn. Ben, tell us more about this lamb.
So we're doing freshly grilled lamb chops. It's going to be served on minted new potatoes with buttered peas, just like red wine gravy.
And the lamb's locally sourced, isn't it? Because that's a big thing, I know, for you, Anita, to have kind of local ingredients, isn't it?
It is, yes. We use Ellison's Butchers at Cullingworth, and the lamb is actually coming from his son's farm, so it's really good to have it sort of that local, that fresh. Great, we've used Ellison for years.
So spring, summer, as we move towards that, Ben, any other highlights from the menu?
So we're doing the summer version of the Wowmans, which is play on the Plowman's Lunch, with a pork pie from Ellison's. We've got them to put our homemade chutney through it as well. We're going to do it with some sweet corn fritters, homemade smoked cheddar, and some home-cooked ham, just with our chutneys, bread and salad.
First of all, the Wowmans, which I know is basically a signature dish for you here, really, isn't it?
It's become that way, yeah, because we did it first, just as Ben said, a play on Wowmans, but literally because we put it on a huge board, when it comes out, people do go, wow. So that says, oh, we've called it Wowmans, because that's what they say when they bring it out.
And it is a very spring, summery kind of dish, isn't it?
It is, but we did have a winter one on as well, and we did a winter version of it, which also went really well, so it's going to stay on our menu now, because people really like it.
When you become famous for something, why not? Exactly. And the other thing that you mentioned there, Ben, was the homemade chutneys, which there's a little bit of a side business going on here, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We call that Yorkshire Pub Foods, but we've made quite a few chutneys now that we were making them anyway to put on our menu, and now we sell them as well. We've got them in jars and we're selling them to other suppliers as well, you know, so that's quite good.
So when you're wowed by your Wowmans, you can take the wowing chutney away with you as well?
Yes, certainly you can.
Fantastic. And Ben, I know there's a bit of seafood coming onto the menu as well, isn't
it? Yeah, so we've got a fresh calamari dish going on, so it's going to be either a starter we're going to do with garlic, mushrooms, tomatoes, and just bake it with a bit of cheese, just serve it with some crusty bread, or you can have it on fettuccine pasta if you'd like as well.
You also mentioned earlier on, Ben, and I'm going to come back to this, smoked cheese. The mention of the word smoked has reminded me that you also have something else very special at the back of the pub, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have our own smokehouse. So we do it. Our smoked salmon is probably the most popular, but we also do our own smoked cheese, we do smoked duck, we do smoked chicken, and again, people can buy that to take away with them, but it's also on the menu as well.
And there aren't many places that have a smokehouse within their grounds, are there?
No, not really, no. I mean, it's not huge, but, you know, it does its job, and it's people like it, so.
So everything on the menu, there's a huge amount of the word homemade across the menu, yes. which is massively important, I think, for you guys here at the Dog and Gun, because it is your home, isn't it?
It is, and we treat it that way, and it kind of annoys me somewhat when, you know, people don't treat it the same way. You know, if they let their kids climb all over the furniture or something, it's, you feel like going up and saying, it's, get off, it is home. So, yeah, we do treat it that way. It is stores.
And it's... Absolutely, you do live here, and it does come across like that. You know, you're welcoming people into your home with your welcome to your menu, all your homemade dishes on the menus. And if you do have kids and you want to come here for your family meal out, as Anita suggests, there's a range of fish tanks to keep them entertained as well. We're sat behind, there's one just behind me here with some beautiful looking goldfish in. So it's well worth coming down and bringing the kids. If people want to find out a little bit more about the pub, can they head to your website?
Yeah, our website is www.dog-and-gun-in.co.uk. That's all in lowercase. So take a look and join us.
So thanks again, Anita, for letting me into the pub this morning before anything kicks off, any customers are in here. We're going to be hearing a bit more from you over the coming months and spending a bit more time at the Dog and Gun over here, and we'd love to find out more about your smokehouse and your homemade food and that kind of thing, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that'd be great. We look forward to seeing you next time, and we'll perhaps give you something to taste as well.
Oh, that's a date in my diary. I'm here.